Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Johnny Damon. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Sanchez. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Sweeney. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Ronda. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Quinn. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Todd Dunwoody. Batting eighth. The catcher, Greg Zahn. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dan Reichert. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Graffanino. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jeff Abbott. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. And now, play ball. Johnny Damon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards third. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dye hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ronda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Graffanino strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There's a wild pitch. Durham moves to third. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Quinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Dunwoody is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dunwoody hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Zahn hits a fly ball into center field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 0 for 1 in the game. Damon hits a pop-up towards short. Graffanino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Abbott. Sanchez reaches second base with a double. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Abbott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Durham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Tony Graffanino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Graffanino is 0 for 1 in the game. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dye hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ronda is 0 for 1 in the game. Ronda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Quinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Todd Dunwoody is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dunwoody is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunwoody hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Zahn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Zahn hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Dunwoody. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Dunwoody steals second. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 0 for 2 in the game. Damon strikes out. 1 out. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Sweeney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney is hit by the pitch. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dye hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Reichert covering, for the out. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Abbott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Abbott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Reichert fields it and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to third. Abbott moves to second. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graffanino is 0 for 2 in the game. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ronda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ronda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Quinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Quinn strikes out. 2 outs. Todd Dunwoody is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dunwoody is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dunwoody is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quinn. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Zahn fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Zahn. Thomas moves to third. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Ordonez moves to second. It's 4-1, Royals. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Norton is 0 for 2 in the game. Norton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ordonez scores. Perry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Royals. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Perry moves to third. Norton moves to second. Andy Larkin now pitching. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abbott is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Perry scores. Norton moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Royals. Paul Konerko pinch hits for Mark Johnson. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norton scores. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 4, White Sox, 4. Brooke Fordyce pinch runs for Paul Konerko. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Dunwoody settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Brooke Fordyce now catching. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Zahn is 0 for 2 in the game. Zahn hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Damon is 0 for 3 in the game. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Graffanino is 0 for 3 in the game. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Horry now pitching. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sanchez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Perry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Norton takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Spradlin now pitching. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norton moves to second. 1 out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Abbott strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fordyce hits a fly ball into center field. Dunwoody settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Singleton now playing center field. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ronda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ronda hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Quinn strikes out. 2 outs. Todd Dunwoody is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunwoody is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dunwoody hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zahn is 0 for 3 in the game. Zahn takes first base on ball 4. Dunwoody moves to second. Dave McCarty pinch hits for Jeff Rabulet. Keith Folk now pitching. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McCarty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dunwoody scores. Zahn moves to second. It's Royals, 5, White Sox, 5. Carlos Febles pinch runs for Dave McCarty. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 0 for 4 in the game. Damon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Damon reaches second base with a double. Zahn scores. Febles moves to third. It's 6-5, Royals. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sanchez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sanchez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Febles scores. Damon moves to third. It's 7-5, Royals. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sweeney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Febles now playing second base. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Febles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin pinch hits for Tony Graffanino. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Royals. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0-for-4 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ricky Botalico now pitching. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.